Now, it would be easy for me to preach on the divinity of Jesus, the amazing moment of seeing Him lifted up into heaven, the wondrous knowledge that He will return in power and glory to make Jerusalem the center of the world, to make it the kingdom of the world, to bring it to preeminence through all the nations, to make a holy kingdom on this earth that we know, to bring us in His second coming the kingdom of God on earth. And yes, that is a wondrous message and a wondrous promise, but I couldn't help but feel what the disciples must have felt as two angels, men in white, looked at them and said, "What are you doing standing there? He told you He had work for you to do. Get on it." Well, that's not exactly what they said, but that's kind of what I feel like they were about. Be about our Father's work. Do those things that Jesus would do if He were here. Reach out to those who are suffering. Speak to those who are lonely and alone and who do not understand. Help those who struggle in this world. Help those who are hurting. Help those who are ailing. Help those who are in need. We are asked to be God's people. Just as Jesus was Son of God and Son of Man, we are asked to act like children of God. Whew, boy, that's a big responsibility. Children of God, you mean I'm supposed to act like Jesus? I can't do all that stuff. Well, no, I can't. But we, together, as His church, as His people in the world, we can certainly do a lot of that. Our daughter who is not with us today, who we were talking about earlier, Amanda, chose to become a doctor because she wanted to help people. J.T. Swearington chose to become a fireman, as Don, because they wanted to help people in times of trouble, in times of need. We seek to reach out to people in the world in worldly ways, but we also seek to reach out to people in the world in spiritual ways. Good that we have lawyers and doctors and firemen and medical people and all those other helping professions that seek to help in worldly ways, but if that's all we're doing, it's still just the world. It is that spiritual work that we should be about while we are about our daily activities, whether we're riding on the fire truck or sitting at a desk, whether we're trying to heal people with our hands or just banging on a keyboard. We come in contact with people all the time. We meet people all the time, and sometimes they share with us their struggles, and sometimes if we just listen carefully, we hear them struggling even when they don't share. We see them having difficulty overcoming the things that are in the world. It's been quite a week for me. I was disappointed that I had to go to annual conference without Shirley, because she's my helper, my right arm, my navigator, my, you know, all those things that we appreciate so much when we're traveling together. And I missed her. I got to see family. And that was difficult because last year at this time, if you'll remember, I was burying my dad. He died just a few days before annual conference, and I was shuttling back and forth between the conference and funeral arrangements for my father. And then in the middle of the conference, I got a call and was asked to come home so that I could do a funeral service for JT. Must have been a wonderful man from all the wonderful stories I've heard from his family and from Don who worked with him. And then yesterday afternoon, I found myself laughing out loud because I was going from doing a funeral in the morning to a five-year-old's birthday party in the afternoon.
Amen.
Amen. But that's it, isn't it? This is what the church is. This is the work that God asks us to do. Easing the transition of those who are ready to go on to the next world and welcoming into the world new life. Christy is going to have a baby. We have a new young person here, Annie's daughter. We do both. We welcome new life into the world and we usher those who leave the world into His kingdom, His grace, the next world. And everything in between. What are you doing standing there? There's work to be done. Don't just look up into heaven and wait for Him to come again. Be about my Father's work. Be about our Father's work. I know that a lot of you have enjoyed the Left Behind series. And not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, we had a pastor who was saying that he knew that the rapture was coming on Saturday. And Sunday I looked around and we were all still here. We don't know. I hope that when Jesus comes again, I miss it. Oh, I don't mean that I don't want Him to come. I just mean that I want to be so busy doing His work that somebody has to go, "Hey, He's here." Oh, wow, cool. Because if I'm just standing around waiting for Him, chances are my feet are going to hurt. We have wondrous opportunities to bless each other and others with His love, with our love, with our understanding of what He does for us, helping people to become more self-sufficient, helping people to become stronger in their faith, helping people to understand better what it is to be His people. It's not just handing money out the window at the guy with the sign on the corner. I'm not sure that's helping. It's being involved in a relationship with people to try and show them a better way. Show them an example of a better life. Show them an example of the peace that passes understanding. Show them an example of God's love acting, living, breathing in the world. I was struck by one of the statements by the Indian Native American pastor when she said, "We must live Jesus. Not just live like Jesus, but live Jesus. Live with Jesus in our hearts, in our lives, in our minds, in our very being." What an awesome responsibility to be the people of God. And so I ask you as we begin our communion service to think about what it is that we are taking in. It's not just bread and grape juice. We don't use wine, we use Methodist grape juice. Don't want to set off anybody's addiction. It's not just bread and grape juice. It is the body and blood of Christ. We are taking Christ into ourselves. We are taking His anointing. We are taking His promise. We are taking His love. We are taking Him and putting Him inside of us so that He can live here and we can serve Him. Think about the Transformer movie. I don't know if any of you like science fiction. I know David does. David. Transformers, right? And there's somebody in there, right? There's an entity, an intelligence, a being. It's like we are going inside the Transformer and becoming that powerful thing. We're in Him and He's in us. We take on His power. We take on His strength. We take on His promise. And then we seek to be to the world those things. Example of those things. Why are you standing here? Amen.